little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, a little late, but welcome to episode 100.
Little late, my right nut.
Hey.
We had to give a little pause there to, you know, build it up.
Yeah, I gotta.
We wish.
Yeah, right? That's what I told her.
High five! That's it.
What up?
Hey! So right now, well, the past, 2 weeks, we've been a bit busy.
Busy dealing with life. I mean, I said I am now engaged. I've been house-sitting for my best friend with my fiancé, so...
When's the bachelor party?
Don't know yet. Yes. I need to...
Don't ask the woman, just ask the guys.
Oh, I'm not gonna cheat, you kidding me? Yeah, I can ask her, and then the bachelor party will be at Toys R Us.
No, she probably goes to the strip club. She'd probably join us. Knowing her?
Yeah, she probably would.
Can I go? Sure.
Yeah, God, I love her.
One lucky bastard, tell you that.
I know. But that's why, you know, living life has been taking up my time, so... As far as games I've been playing, I've barely been playing anything, damn it.
Found Puzzle Quest?
Pretty much Puzzle Quest, yeah.
Ooh. Dude, I haven't touched Puzzle Quest in 2 weeks.
Puzzle Quest and whatever other games I find on here. Yeah, pretty much that's all I've been playing. I'm sad to say, I bought Strider. I downloaded it, and I haven't even played it.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. I should kick you in the nuts right now, but I'm this year buttons.
Hey, man, the problem is, I'm playing house right now. And because of where we live, our commute time every day, I'd say total, is technically about 2.5-3 hours. So it's a lot of my day. And then the weekend goes towards actually buying, you know...
Stuff for the wedding.
Buying stuff, or, you know, grocery shopping, all that other crap.
Hooray for being an adult!
So I don't have that much time.
It sucks.
I'm going through withdrawals. I really am. But we'll see. But that's how my life has been. So let's get into a more traditional, non-wife life. Wayne.
Oh, this guy's funny.
Because he tells the truth, moron.
Well, not always. I lie quite a bit, still.
I bet.
they'll never know. And don't forget, a lie, it's a great story someone ruined with the truth. Barney Stinson.
Holy shit, been...
really? Yep.
Been doing a lot lately, actually. Getting into Arkham City a little bit. Garden Warfare.
Oh yeah, that came out a week ago.
Yeah, I went ahead and said, you know, I got the credit, I'll buy it and try it out.
How was that, Wayne?
It's actually surprisingly fun.
It looks interesting.
Yeah,
it really does.
It's really just all multiplayer for the most part, but it's...
I was gonna ask, there's no real story to this, is there?
Yeah, there are storylines to it. There is a horde-like mode, essentially. A survival mode that actually has... Kind of a story to it.
Yeah,
it's a little trippy, if you want to say.
Look at Wayne. Well, Wayne forgot to silence his cell phone, although I want to give Wayne props because he now has a phone with T-Mobile.
With data! For the past, year and a half,
we've been badgering him to do it, so now he finally did. So now when he's outside, he can actually... Look stuff up on his own.
Without bumming off of Wi-Fi.
Or someone else. So congratulations, welcome to the life of that, Wayne.
Welcome to the life of,
Come on, I'm pretty sure you got a minute. It's convenient, it's become so much second nature for us. I just take out my phone out of my pocket, and I'll just go on Facebook, or I'll go on Twitter, I'll check what's going on, and I'll put it back in my pocket.
So did you actually get my remark on my comment on your Facebook? And he says, I finally got a new carrier. You just said yes, you moron.
I had to wait for him to have a reasonable rate for me to get into too. So they just.
How much was the actual phone though?
I got it for $300.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. No contracts, so there's.
Yep.
You gotta kind of. You pay for it. You're paying for it over time. I take it. Right.
No, I bought it outright from Newegg.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was a sale price. Normally $500.
Ah, good man. No, we don't know T-Mobile anything. Good job.
I was gonna get the 10/10/20 and get it unlocked by AT&T and go there, but then I was like, you know what? 800 versus, or 600, 700 versus 300. I'll just go for that one.
300 wins.
Go for the 925.
300 wins. And then because you bought it outright, you can just wait until a better one comes out, and then you can sell it and get a decent amount of money for it. And
pretty much. We do have some stuff coming later this year from Nokia and Microsoft with Windows 8.1 on the phone. So.
Hey, it's better than the Nokia X, you know?
Oh, man.
Bazinga.
God, that looks like a piece of crap.
Well, what it's designed for, you know, emerging markets where people aren't going to have smartphones like we do here, so it's a good entry-level phone.
No, it's not. read the specs. No, it's not.
For those markets, it is, because people aren't able to go out and spend $200 on a phone.
I'll tell them to do this then. Go out and buy a Moto G. That's like $100.
Yeah, this is gonna be $40.
Fair enough. Okay, then I guess maybe.
Right.
So you can play some games now on your phone.
Yeah, more Spartan Assaults. Lots of different games on my phone, from Battleship to Yahtzee to Uno to.
He's actually socially connected. You bastard! You bastard! Yeah.
Now all you need now is for them to port words with friends. That way you can actually play against people.
I could actually. There's a version out there.
There is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little bit of Flappy Bird.
No, that's words with friends. This implies somebody else wants to play against you. Doesn't mean they want to be your friends.
Wayne is the best time to say hello to chicks. Smart ones too, by the way.
Hey.
download Scout on your phone.
But yeah, I've been doing a lot of that. I've also got my waiting for the Transformers Universe beta to come through.
Ah, dude, that's looking pretty cool.
They just announced that they're going to be redefining the criteria to join the beta, so they're asking people to update their profiles to include a recent update of what hardware they're running.
Oh man, they're looking to open the floodgates to more.
Yeah.
I don't want to say
some more nerds.
Fanboys. I'm kidding. Transformers is a fantastic universe.
Yeah, it really is a good system.
Universe, especially the new movie that's coming out. Oh. Yo! 2 minute trailer. I bet you anything. Sorry to get off topic. I bet you anything that's Galvatron.
Oh yeah, it's already been confirmed. Yeah.
Is Galvatron?
Whether that's Galvatron or not, we don't know for sure. But we know he's in there, so we're pretty sure it's him.
Who else could it be?
Who's number two in the baddies list? There you go.
There's a number of them that could actually fit that profile. But most likely it's Galvatron, based on the way Michael Bay is going to work things out.
Ah, the Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to say you were excited about Marky Mark being in there.
And I'm actually excited about
about Shia LaBeouf being gone?
That and just kind of miss Megan Fox in a way, but still.
I know.
The form that Optimus Prime takes in the beginning of the film is going to be epic.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be a rust bucket. If you guys haven't seen the
trailer yet, it's gonna be a rusted out version of the original G1 series.
Hey, you know what I heard out of all that?
And there will be a toy.
Original G1 series. That's all I care about.
And we know there's gonna be a toy. There was a leaked photo from Target.
Yeah, I saw that too. Like, man, yes. The internet makes everything a spoiler. Because all you gotta do is wait for someone to reveal the damn toy.
When you watch that trailer, I want you guys all to do one thing. When you see that billboard pop up that says, "Please report any Transformer activity," call that number.
What will that do?
It actually is a promotional thing going on with Paramount.
Huh.
So you'll get something. It'll probably change as we go along, but right now it'll direct you to a certain website.
Damn.
So.
Well, alright, so, you know, like, just the whole games thing, just because I can honestly tell you, I've played more games on my phone over the last month than I have on my consoles.
Yeah.
Just because I do that, like, I go on a walk every lunch, because I get an hour, you know, so I just go on a walk and I'll just be looking. And, you know, make sure I don't get anything.
Yeah, try to.
And playing games on my phone.
Temple Run 2 is not bad.
Yeah, Fidel, like, do you still play Temple Run 2?
Sort of, when I'm taking the dump.
Tetris Blitz.
I thought for taking the dump, Puzzle Quest is
and
kind
I haven't
of good,
tried
kind
it yet.
Bad.
I haven't tried it yet, but I have Flappy Bird 2 on here as well.
There's no such thing as Flappy Bird 2.
I know, it's from the same guy that ported the original Flappy Bird to Windows Phone.
I was gonna say, it's probably like some type of unofficial port.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is yet.
It's not official, buddy.
No, of course not. Sure. I know it's not official.
Like, I quit, like, a while ago. I gotta be done.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
So, did you beat my 100 score on Flappy Birds?
No.
Screw you!
I did not beat that. The hell with that, man.
Oh, snap.
I just get pissed off.
I see what the difference is.
What? Oh, the pipes move up and down?
Yeah.
Wow, good luck with that. Good luck with that one, son. You know what you should do is carry your phone around and tell someone to play it. Like, especially if you're going out and they're drinking, they're going to think they're tripping balls.
Right?
It's like, dude, the pipes are moving. What the...
No, that's too much right now.
Yeah, I can't do that. Don't do that. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that's it for you.
I think so. I know I've played a bunch of things over the last few weeks. I just don't know what all other than that.
Life becomes a blur sometimes.
Batman!
Alright, for me, so this past, say, 2 weeks, we've been playing a lot of Marvel's Capcom 3, or Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, in preparation for SoCal Regionals this past weekend. So, I played
Lucky
that.
Dog.
A little bit of Super Street Fighter 4.
You have to play Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll have to tell you guys about that later on. And I've also been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest. I played the demo of Dying Light, which is a new game that's coming out, which is really cool.
Yeah, looks really cool.
The story behind it is pretty much a typical zombie outbreak and whatnot, and you're a character that's a free runner. So you have to run around, grab supplies before nightfall comes out. That's when the zombies become a little more
hungry,
heightened sense. So you have special abilities in there. The graphics are really amazing. I played the demo on the PlayStation 4. It's pretty awesome. Looks like I have a new game other than Titanfall coming out.
Right?
There's a couple games coming out that I'm really looking forward to.
Dude, I wanted to get freaking South Park Stick of Truth. But I tried yesterday, and it was a fruitless search. I went to Best Buy, our local Best Buy, and GameStop, and told me that all the local stores were sold out of the Xbox 360 version.
Can you order it online?
Yeah, but I don't want to freaking wait. I wanted it then and there, damn it. Although when I went to GameStop, they're like, we have PS3 versions available. Like, I don't.
No.
Damn
no.
it. I'm like, God, I wonder what. I even told them, I'm like, man, I did not see that coming. And everyone I talked to, they're like, yep, neither did I. Yeah. I didn't see it coming. When's the last time you saw a licensed game like that sell out?
True.
Just saying. All right. So that being said, there has been a decent amount of stuff going on in the news.
Well, let's talk about what. Let's talk about the news. My bad.
It's news.
News
to somebody.
DirectX 12.
DirectX 12 is coming.
Dude, how long ago did DirectX 11 come out? It feels like it's been forever now.
I know, it's been.
I forget exactly. It came out. Was it beginning of Vista or end of XP?
I think it was like Vista. I don't think it was XP.
Vista, no. I think it was Vista.
Never XP.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dead Rising 3.
Because since I played on my Surface, like I'll take my Surface to work and I'll play it on my lunch sometimes.
Nice.
Or at home when I go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So we're gonna get DirectX 12 is going to be. You're going to debut it at March 20th at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco.
Damn. So, anything... it feels weird because since it's been so long since the DirectX version came out, it always makes you wonder, like, man, like, okay, what's available for them to do that the developers themselves haven't done?
Good question.
Well, basically, DirectX is a bridge to the performance for a lot of games, so... It's used in a lot of things anyway, so a new version just is basically going to give us a way to get better performance out of the systems.
Well, no, I know, like, I've installed different programs that just, like, say that I need DirectX, and they're not even games.
Everything else.
Just a lot of things that, say that I need DirectX. Ah, well. So anything, like, amazing about it?
We don't know yet, and we'll see how... exactly what happens later on, but I'm ready for some more Mario Kart, aren't you?
Mario Kart, dude. I can't even remember when's the last Mario Kart I bought. Now that I think about it, the last one I think that was released was Mario Kart. The last one that was came out before was Mario Kart 7.
Yeah.
And when I thought about that, I started thinking about, man, there's been 7 of them already.
The last Mario Kart that I bought, quote unquote. You guys want to know?
64.
Bingo.
Like several months ago.
You're right.
Yeah.
Me too, actually. But I bought it when it came out. But yeah, that's the last one I bought. Damn. So what's this? Yeah.
So it's coming. Looks like in May. It should be here in the 30th of May, roughly. Yeah, something around there. Yeah, according to Nintendo's UK page, though, there will be a limited edition. Hopefully it comes to the States. It'll include the blue shell.
What do you mean it includes the blue shell?
The spike blue shell?
It actually comes with a collector's item.
I was going to say, are you talking about a physical blue shell, or like, are they saying that they're going to just give you the item in the race all the time or something?
It indicates that it's going to be a physical item from
the
Nintendo.
Oh, man,
I want the mushroom.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, buddy.
Shut up.
Oh, that's a good one. Hey, the mushroom, yeah, damn straight.
That was good.
Yeah, damn straight. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Wayne wants the mushroom, too.
Yeah, right.
Nah.
He wants a portobello mushroom.
Yeah, those are good mushrooms.
So we just got that. I don't know if you got it yet, but I just got that huge second update for the Xbox One.
I haven't turned it on since Friday, so no.
I updated this on Monday. No. I updated yesterday?
How big was it?
Pretty big.
mine ended up downloading overnight without even me knowing about it, so I was like, okay, that's cool. But anyways, with that update came also notification from Microsoft saying, you know, we're working really hard on getting the external disk support, but they're also saying they want it to be open. They don't want to have any limitations like the 360 that only supported 32 GB drives.
Gotcha.
Hmm. So Fidel in the background here is working with my, I'd say, one of my first pre-marriage investments, which is silent buttons for my arcade stick,
I went to SoCal Regionals over the weekend and bought silent buttons for myself, and I informed George, and he gladly obliged. So right now, here's what his regular button sounds like. We'll have a little microphone. So that's three buttons, and here's the other three buttons that I installed using the new Sanwa silent buttons. Yep, George's gonna be a happy man.
My fiance is gonna be a happy man. Happy woman. I will be a happy man in the fact that I will not get yelled at.
I don't think he needs a wireless headset.
Yeah, I mean, and this is not every man's dream to have a fiance that won't yell at him.
Oh, yeah.
Or wife, whatever.
As Jason, I would say, waifu!
Yeah, right. Except I'm actually getting one. Well, alright, but.
Speaking of controllers, there is actually an Xbox One update for your controller.
Yeah, I read about that. So
Holy shit, really?
So you have to plug in the controller, like, and you can't do it wirelessly. You have to plug it in with a USB cable.
Yeah.
If not, it won't work.
Yep.
What kind of.
It's a micro USB cable, thankfully. So, I mean, we all have at least one or two of them.
And if you have a plain charge kit, boom, you're good to go.
Yeah, which I do, but still, that's like, that's pretty amazing to me that the controller itself is requiring a firmware update. So what does this update actually do to it?
The update is for the headset.
What? I mean, I don't use one, so I really don't. At this point, I don't care. But what do you mean for the headset?
As far as I know, that's what it is mainly for, is to work with the new headset or headset adapter.
Oh yeah, because like they don't have the plug-in anymore. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Yeah, you finally got the Punisher? You
finally got the Punisher.
Bastard.
Jeez, it took like a jillion freaking recruit tokens. So, okay, so.
I gave up on that asshole. Sorry.
So, I don't have the adapter or a headset for the Xbox One, but I went ahead and did the update. I don't know if that actually makes a difference or not, but we'll see in the future here what happens. But
well, yeah, because I think, like, if you want to use, like, an old headset, you have to get an adapter.
Yeah.
And then plug the headset into that adapter.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing without this update, that just won't work.
It'll be futile.
Yeah. That's what I understand.
Resistance always is futile. What a... So, I'm happy about that because eventually, like, you know, what we're saying, I will get a wireless headset. And, yeah.
And the future wife will be, yay!
Right? Mm-hmm. Damn straight.
Now go make me a sandwich, George.
Oh, man. No, she wouldn't, actually.
Fair enough.
So, thank God she cooks.
This last few weeks, we saw a new trailer for Wolfenstein come out. Confirmed that it will be here sometime this month.
Yeah.
I think March 20th, I believe.
Wait, it's coming out this month?
Yep.
That early?
Yep. I believe it was March, right?
Okay, how about the news that if you got that game, you get into the Doom beta?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Doom 4, you get into the beta.
Screw you all, I am not going to have any life after.
Yeah, like I'm, you...
Given as a gamer, one of my favorite games back then has been Doom. And I've been a huge Doom first-person shooter ever since. It was a really eye-opener for me. Really scared the living shit out of me every time I played with the...
right? Dude, like,
My 24-inch widescreen, you know, when I had, you know, when it was, like, epic back in the day.
Was it March or was it May?
Double check. I could swear it's May. It can't be March.
Sure. You scrubby ass bastard. And, you know, turning off the lights, playing the game, you know, putting your surround sound headphones on. Dude. Yes.
I remember, like, the game would scare the crap out of me.
Dude, especially you go to, like, a bathroom, you see all those upside down crosses. And yeah, so that reminds me. I want to play the game again. Holy crap.
Yeah. So, we're definitely looking for that. We also got a trailer for Batman, Arkham Knight.
You can need a call. Don't worry.
Awesome.
Arkham Knight actually looks pretty good. The graphics on that trailer are just like, holy crap.
Yeah, and Kevin Conroy's Batman again.
Exactly.
Yes!
Damn it, you know? Come on.
So, can we have, Mark Hamill?
Right?
Dude,
dude,
those two guys are the dynamic duo.
I agree.
Pretty much.
But I'm glad that, I mean, we knew another one was coming. It's not really a surprise to anybody at this
point. Which one? The Batman.
Arkham Knight.
I saw the art cover for that. It looks epic. Love it.
Right? It looks pretty badass.
Timmy May for Wolfenstein.
Thank you. See, told you.
Knew it was an M.
We're not talking about candy here, buddy. M&M's. What up?
I got some of those in the house.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Asshole.
But, all right, so...
Well, speaking of that, Fidel, Disney is going to lay off about 700 people in the gaming division.
Okay, that was disappointing because from what I've read, Disney Infinity's been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So when I read that, I'm like, what, you just want more money? I mean, what the heck's your problem?
They just want to be straight out Jews. Oh, well...
That's what it sounds like to me.
Jews.
We can say that as, like, you know, whatever. But that's a shame, and you know what? It's been hard. This isn't. This has been like the second or third company that's doing layoffs like this over the last
2-3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the gaming industry in general is a very hard game to stay on track when it comes to. Finances, because it's either a win or lose.
Yeah, you either hit it big or just flop it out big time.
Yeah. I mean, you've got what's his name? They just had his studio shut down. They can restart up again. With smaller.
The guy who did Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Yes, dude, that was a shame.
I can't believe it, man.
I feel bad for everyone who was working there because the game did well. So I'm sorry, but to me that felt like a decision just to start over. There was no financial, like, you know.
There was no financial reason to close it down or to restart it over again. I mean, like, really, guys.
But you know, it's his company. His vision is his vision. So whatever. Yeah. But onto something that's a little bit nicer news, technically. I know Wayne likes this. Wayne, do you have?
Huh?
It's a Call of Duty Ghost related. Do you have Season Pass?
I think I do have the season pass.
You think or no?
Wow, dude! I'm sorry. Either you have that much disposable income, or you're that dumb. You gotta remember that you do have a season pass.
You gotta remember I have that much credit on Xbox.
That's true.
Both.
So
you should transfer some of that over to me.
Yeah. So the new DLC will drop on the 3rd of April. It's gonna come with 4 new multiplayer maps, a new weapon called the Ripper, which is a 2-in-1.
Like Jack.
2-in-1 SMG / assault rifle.
Yeah, so it's a submachine gun and a fully loaded assault rifle in one.
Yeah.
Shows you how little I know about, like, the way the game works. So.
And you're gonna get episode 2 of the extinction mode.
So by the way, technically SMG close range, assault rifle far away, right?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to work?
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Assault rifle that has more packing punch to it. Submachine guns are pretty much using like. 9mm, 40mm
round. So say, spray and pray?
Yeah.
What's that?
Spray and pray? which only works in close range and not far range.
Pretty much.
What Wayne does for trying to find a date.
Oh,
Wayne.
Yeah,
no.
Hey, as long as he hits the target, he's fine, you know.
That's the problem. He never hits it.
Damn.
These guys, they so crazy.
Oh.
What a racist move right there, huh, George?
Yeah, that sounds horrible, bro.
I'm gonna have to ship you guys off to Texas one day. See how well you guys survive.
I'm gonna immediately ask if they have Wayne, California burritos.
I stayed in Texas for 3 weeks for work.
I know.
Don't tell me. I got family over there anyway, so.
Yeah, well, you know
they make better rednecks than you, Wayne.
Damn.
And they're Filipinos.
How about a new car?
New car. Nice.
Yeah.
Right. And then we've got the latest news here from PlayStation.
Oh, dude, everybody read about that. I was like, bro.
Jack Tretton to step down.
Bro. Sorry to just keep saying bro.
You know what? Sony is really not doing that well right now. I mean, yeah, the PlayStation 4 is doing okay, but everything else on Sony is kind of flopping.
Kind of not doing well?
They just got rid of their PC business because they couldn't keep it afloat.
Well, that's their own damn fault for, like, demanding Apple prices for a Windows machine.
Sorry,
but no. Thanks. And if Samsung could have some of those, like, really nice-looking machines for cheap, come on.
Exactly.
Just saying. But so, Jack Tretton has been...
Sony wanted to be another Apple, and they couldn't do it. So.
Not because they're not Apple. But how long was Tretton with them? Tretton was with them for a long time.
Very long time, because he was... he's been around since every PlayStation.
Damn.
Jesus! From the first one?
Yep.
That guy's been around for a while, then.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Tretton. What, so why... Any word on why he's leaving? Probably not if I had to make a guess, but you never know.
It was mutual agreement not to renew the contract.
Well, you know what? He's been there for about 19 years, so...
Yep.
I mean, at some point, I'm pretty sure anyone's like, you know what? I want to pursue...
Something else, yada, yada.
You know. I've decided to, you know, have a coffee shop. I don't know. Pick one. Any number of reasons. People get tired. You know, 20 years is a long time. Sorry, 19 years is a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's unclear why he's leaving or what he's going to do next, but, you know, wish him the best in his future endeavors, blah, 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 blah. And we're wondering who somebody will replace him with, because Tretton was pretty instrumental to all the PlayStation launches.
Oh, yeah. And
trying to find the guy's name again, but they do. It's Layden, I believe.
What, that's who's replacing him?
Yep.
I don't know who that is.
I'm not sure either. Yeah, it was a founding member of... SNEI in 2010.
Wow.
He also worked at Sony Computer Entertainment, 8 years at Sony SCE Worldwide, studios in London.
So pretty much he has a Sony background then.
Yeah, he definitely has a Sony background.
Yeah, so...
He's a Sony man.
It's just a matter of waiting and seeing how things turn out here exactly, but, you know.
Well, you know what? Again, best of luck to him in his future endeavors.
Alright, so real quick, so nothing else in the news?
Nope.
So real quickly, this past weekend was SoCal Regionals 2014, hosted by Level Up Series by Alex Valle, aka Cali Power. Very epic. Nice big turnout as always. We got Team Control, you know, Flux, Unknown, Ray Ray from the East Coast, New York, trying to represent. And of course, you got West Coast best. You got Angelic. Let's see. You got Angelic Clockwork, J. Viscount Snyder. You also got Chris G, well, Cali Chris G, as we call him now. Of course, Justin Wong, Ricky Ortiz, yeah, the normal West Coast high hitter guys. Surprised no Canadian showed up this year.
I know. That was pretty surprising to me, too. What happened there?
Of course, typically, you know, Ultimate Marvel Capcom 3 ran perfectly throughout the world. We also got our San Diego's newcomer, Rusty Shackelford, made the top 32. He actually made 17th.
Shout out to Rusty Shackelford.
Yes,
he did good.
Our very own San Diego native and also Broken Tear member Jay Snyder, aka Viscount, made 13th.
Yeah, so they, you know, they represented SD really well.
Yeah, there was a lot of sight and sounds, especially for George's favorite game, Ultra Street Fighter 4. I was playing it for quite a while, and I tell you what, I love it. I've been using Valenta the whole time. Like, I've been using Adon since...
I was thinking of, like, picking him up as a secondary.
you might as well.
What's it called? Actually, I was considering him or Evil Ryu.
Ooh.
He's starting to look appealing to me, so
might as well.
We'll see.
Did that too. I played about 2 or 3 rounds with Alex Valle on his free time. He goes, hey, can I sit down? I'm like, yeah, come on in. Let's go play. Did the same way too with
I see him play Rolenta too, and
he's freaking good.
He does pretty damn good.
He I also played with what's his name? Combo Fiend. The guy behind Capcom's fighting game scene up there. So props to Capcom, actually picking up a badass dude.
Yeah,
he's been there for about a year and a half now, give or take. About a year and a half, close to 2. Let's see who else. That's about it. I mean, Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 winner went to MMC. I forgot what's his name. MMC Apology Man, who last year beat Filipino champ at the losers bracket. So
and this time, well, let's see.
And this time it was for the championship point. First of all, let's see, Filipino champ dropped him 0-3.
Yeah, that was a.
That's kind of scary thought, because I was sitting right next to a couple of guys, and the look on Apology Man's face when they put on the big screen was like, holy shit, he's done. He is done.
Well, no. Not to know, like, now that you mention that, so since I've been living with my fiance, she's made me watch something that a guy usually wouldn't watch.
Which is?
The Bachelor. So, that being said, I was like, you know what, if you're going to make me watch something, I'm going to make you watch something.
So you made her watch Soccer Angels?
I made her watch Soccer Angels. Nice. She actually enjoyed watching Marvel.
Right? Give her a high five for me,
right? And she was like so surprised that she like how into it we all get. Especially she was like when Filipino Chan would play and he just get booed. I told her, yeah, no one likes that guy.
No one likes him. I don't like him. Being a Filipino, I don't like him.
that's saying a lot.
Let's see, you know, of course, Champ came in second. You also said. After day 2 of SoCal Regionals on a Saturday night, there was a first to 15 match between Cloud 805 and Filipino Champ. Money match, $100 on the line, and the outside pot was at least over 1,000 from what I've heard.
Side bets.
Side bets, of course. Gambling's not legal. It's just a future investment. What Neo said, which I do agree on.
What did he say? It's a future investment?
Yeah, it's not gambling. It's just future investment.
50-50. Fair enough.
So, of course, you know, by the time he got there, it was 7-all. Then, you know, Filipino Champ went up 8-7, 9-7, 10-7, 11-7. Then Cloud came back a little more. About half an hour later, after that 7-7-all, it was now 14-14-all. So Cloud won it 14-15, but I guess they changed things up. Cloud knew about it, maybe not. A lot of controversy going on about that, but he has to win by 2.
Kind of 2. Kind of avoids the purpose of a first to 15.
I know. I mean, it's like you're trying to screw the guy who fucking rat. Whatever. So I was pretty irate on that. Jay Snyder, Miss Scott, and I were pretty upset with that too as well. We were kind of, you know, seeing, you know, how the hell things go down south like that.
Yeah, when you don't want to pay the $100.
Yeah. Oh, did you see Snake Eyes?
Oh, the
exhibit. The 5-on-5.
I didn't see it live, but I actually watched the replay today.
Tell them. It's a Street Fighter.
It's a 5-on-5. Team Wednesday Night 5 versus Team NorCal.
Fucking Snake Eyes.
So I don't remember what the exact composition was, but Team NorCal beat the hell out of Team Wednesday Night Fight. They took out 4 other players. So all they had left was Snake Eyes. He's a Zangief.
He's one badass Z player.
And then him, on his own, he came back and beat all 5 players from the NorCal team and took it for...
Wow.
Oh, man.
I mean, if you guys look it up, please do look it up. SoCal Regionals 2014 on YouTube. Snake Eyes 5-on-5 exhibition. I did not stay on my feet up there.
Dude, like I saw it was epic, and the crowd was going nuts.
Yeah, that was Friday night, and I was watching the stream on my computer at home. I'm like, holy shit, really?
Right? That was so badass. props to Snake Eyes.
Yeah, so until again next year for SoCal Regionals 2015. Hopefully you'll be at UC Irvine again. Hopefully you can make it out this time. So.
Yeah, and hopefully, like, you know, my fiance is inside. Oh, let's get married during that time. That would kind of blow chunks for me.
That's all good.
Not because I don't want to get married, because I would like to go to SoCal Regionals again. Anyway, speaking of the old future ball and chain, I got to get back to that or she'll beat my ass. So, thank you very much for all your support over 100 episodes of podcasting.
And more to come.
And more to come, for Christ's sake, Jesus. So, make sure you keep checking back on our main site, twoshotsofgeek.com. Of course, keep checking back on our Facebook page. For all of you who was affected by it, don't forget that this coming Sunday is daylight saving time. You lose an hour.
Uh-oh.
Oh, blow me.
Yeah. I know. But if you go to Krispy Kreme that day, they'll give you a free donut.
Ooh. Where's the latest one?
Yeah, not bad. Make it suck a little less, you know? But again, thank you for everything. Keep checking back. Bring you the future. 8 bits at a time. See what I did there?